نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ألا إن في الجسد لمضغة إذا صلحت صلح الجسد كله ألا وهي القلب أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام The main theme of this Islahi Jalsas that we hold is that where so much of effort has been made in the world to beautify oneself. And in beautifying, it starts from the hair and it goes to the feet. The whole world has become a world of looking smart. So when you go, you'll go to a barber. And the barber knows how many styles of cut. Each cut is going to put you in a different world. There are some cuts that will make the woman smart, unique. Some are such that when you look at it, you can't understand what the man saw in her. But she's very happy with it. Because in the past, if someone saw a spook, a ghost, normally when you were small, the cartoon books would show when you see a ghost, your hair goes, you, up. And in today's time, that woman pays to make her hair go up. So what she saw in that, who knows? And what her husband sees in her when she does it, also no one knows. Sometimes it's so ugly, but the man who's the boyfriend, he's too shy to tell her it's ugly. So he says, wow, you're looking smart. So she really takes it that it means smart. And the next time she does the same thing again. So it starts from here. It goes here. Then you go to the teeth, how they will separate their teeth, how they will clean their nose, their nostrils. And they ask for it, how they will pull out every hair. Then it will come on the body, how to remove. There will be problems with weight. If the girl is too fat, it's a major problem. If she's too thin, it's a major problem. And a boy, although he doesn't worry much about his weight, but it's also a problem. So as you start picking up weight, you know your friends are looking at you, so you make sure you wear something that's loose. No one likes a fat tummy, no one likes a thin tummy. But all the effort is on the body. And then when you reach the age of 15, 16, suddenly pimples come out. And that's like qiyama for a boy. And for a girl, it's double qiyama. Now every day you look in the mirror, that one pimple, is it coming, not coming? Then you're putting this medicine, that medicine. Why are you scared? You're scared that what your outside leaves a major impression in the world. And then it goes right through. Finally you'll come to your nails, and how to keep your nails, long nails. The world of the Western world today teach you to keep like claws. You don't have nails anymore. It just grows and grows. Islam taught you must cut it neat. The reason was that when you go for istinja purposes, whether you like it or not, your hand has to touch some dirt. Islam was the one religion that told you avoid it. For which reason nowadays we use toilet paper. And you wipe out most of the dirt, but you can't get away from all. So the bottom of your nail definitely is going to get something. And they sit here, sometimes when you look at your nail, you'll see some black. That black is not your stool, it's a germ. And the germ lays its eggs. So that eggs are laid. Depends where the germ comes from. Sometimes the germ comes from sand, it's not so bad. Sometimes the germ comes from your stool. That is very heavy germs. But now they laid the eggs here. Now when your wife got lovely long nails, or that girl you were interested in, because she saw the world, so she got like... But what you don't understand is that same girl has to make your masala. So she puts her hair in the masala. You can't get away from it. When it goes in the masala, and it mixes, a time will come. That is why we say normally, don't eat out. If you want to eat out, take your food in your kitchen and go outside. And you eat out. But when you go to manchachos and wumpy and all of that, remember one thing. The only thing that's tasting nice is the spice. What's under it, you don't know. It could be a burger, meaning a patty of a lamb. Could be a patty of a dog also. You don't know what it is. You just know it's meat. But more than that there, my one friend, he asked one Maulana, one sheikh in our town, what's wrong with eating at that one chicken licken opened up on Wumpy? So he said, what's wrong with it? Is it haram? Meaning, is it Tanha, MJC approved? What? So the Maulana said, no, nothing wrong. It's just that you tell me that today your mommy was sick. Because she's going to give birth, she got that pain, whatever pain, she got morning sickness, she wasn't in the mood to make for you food. So when you came home lunchtime, you were very hungry. Say, mommy, what's for lunch? Mommy said, you know what, I'm so sick today. I couldn't make anything. However, that one Oma, she was walking outside asking for food. So I told her, you want some work? Come in the kitchen, make a little bit masala. And then you take some food for you also and leave some food for my child. So you say, which Oma? He said, that one there was outside the normal. That big Oma. So the boy's eyes go. Say, are you lying to me, mommy? She says, no. But taste the food, use my recipe. Well, that boy put that food in. Why he won't put the food in his mouth? Same recipe, same sauces, same spices. The problem is one thing is playing in his mind, which hands were using that masala. That hand outside which that auntie was scraping in the bin also looking for food, she was playing with his masala. His mommy said, it tastes nice. He said, I don't want it. So then that ustad told the boy, see, when you go Wumpy and McDonald's and whatever you go, who you think is making food at the back? Your mother. It's one Oma in the end of the day, isn't it? That Oma, sometimes she's a Muslim, then you got no problem. Sometimes she's non-Muslim. Because they only worried where the meat came from. That Oma, because she got no Islam, from the time she was born, no one taught her how to make istinja. She never knew. And she got long nails. Little bit if she scratched, definitely you're going to get something in the nail. And then they might tell her, please wear gloves. But you know, you can't wear gloves when you make masala. And then maybe she was perspiring. So she went like this also. It was hot in the back. So she wiped herself like this, And then when it was time to make your hot dog, she put her hands in the masala. Now when you're eating, you say, this masala, this spice is different. You got a taste, I never tasted. Because you don't know what you're tasting. That's what this world is. So much of effort on the outside, but no one knows what's the inside. Reality, no one knows and no one's bothered. As long as the outside is good. As long as it's chocolate on the top of the cake. Inside the cake, whether it's cheap flour or no flour, no one's bothered. The chocolate is the main thing. The woman of today, a boy is in school, in university. You say, Daddy, I want to get married. That's where we were starting to talk about and the mind went. So let's just go back to that point first. What I was speaking about at the beginning is the main emphasis in this circle here. It's not the outside, but it's the inside. It's your heart. And the Western world, the most they will teach you with all their scientists and their PhDs and whatever they go to, and they know the truth. It's not that they don't know. This is a shaitani education system. They know a lot which they don't want to tell. Amongst the things they know is that it is not the brain that's the king of the body. It's the heart. But the most you will learn in school is the brain. Must concentrate, work on the brain. You must do this for the brain, do that for the brain. And when you schools and universities, if you ask the teacher, what is the position of the heart? The most he will say is the heart pumps blood. And why they say that? So here the words of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is Allah. Allah in the Arabic language means wake up. You say it when there's an indication that the whole world will be in one lie. Will be sleeping in a lie. And now you say wake up. Wake up means they'll all lie to you. And they'll tell you that there is the brain that's the main thing. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, remember it's the heart. Allah wa hiya al-qalb. And if you're not going to worry of this heart, and not only the pumping of the heart of blood, this heart pumps commands to the whole body. The effort of shaitan is to get this heart. For which reason, you know, when a child is born, from the time of Nabi Adam alayhi salam, whoever was born, he came in this world without having to go hospital. Because childbirth is not a sickness. You say, I'm going to hospital. You say, why are you sick? It's not pregnant. Pregnancy is not a sickness. Pregnancy is natural. Every woman of the past who gave birth, gave at home. No one had a hospital. No one said, call the doctor, I'm giving birth. They said, call my sister, I'm giving birth. Call the auntie who knows how to deliver, I'm giving birth. There was never a time in history where the hakim, the doctor, was called because the uncle said, my wife is giving birth, come quickly. You don't want Amun to come and see there. Just call my wife, she's a woman who can go help. It's just a natural reaction. But shaitan had so much of desire that the heart of every individual must be knocked. But he made a shaitani system. And so much of emphasis is put nowadays in the circles that when you fall pregnant day one, you must find a gynae. The gynae will tell you, go for this test, that test, that test. Day two, you must find the hospital you will be delivering. The hospital with the most features. The hospital that charges the most. Now you're making phone calls. Which one is expensive? Which one is cheaper? What they wanted is, they wanted the day the child comes in the world. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would explain that the last thing he left with was when Allah tabarak ta'ala asked, Alastu bi rabbikum? And am I not your Allah? At that world, when it was asked, there was nothing but Allah. So the whole world said, oh Allah, it's only you. The whole world said it. And then it was told, now it's time for exam. Go in the world. In the world, you are going to see everything but Allah. There was nothing but Allah. So the whole world said, oh Allah, only you. Now you are going to see everything but Allah. And the same question was going to be asked. That Alastu bi rabbikum? Who is it? And there had to be individuals who remember that I promised Allah there, I will never turn away from Him. I can't change my promise here. So as soon as you entered the world, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, give the adhan in the right ear. Give the iqama in the left ear. When that adhan and iqama will hit, the ears go where? They go to the heart. The world will say they go to the brain, they go to the heart. As they go in the heart, the first thing the heart opens up to was going to be the name of Allah. The child was going to hear, remember the promise. Shaitan couldn't allow that, so he brought it to the hospital. In the hospital, there was going to be no Islamic environment for the child. The first person he was going to see wasn't his father with a beard. It was a doctor with a mask. It wasn't going to be his mother reading kalima. It was going to be a nurse, European nurse who never took Allah's name, who's not pure. The mother says, give me my child. She wants to breastfeed the child. The nurse says, no worry, we'll bring just now. They take the child to another room. The first sound that hits the ear of the child is music. For that music to enter that heart was so vital for shaitan that the entire system of hospitals and childbirth had to be set up. That the child must not hear the name of Allah. It must not settle at the bottom of the heart. First my thoughts must settle. So that music will go. The music will go. The child will come home. Buy a toy for a child. Have you ever seen a toy without a musical sound? That music must settle in the heart. Then put on the TV for the child. Television must settle in the heart. So much must come in the heart. So that that Allah which was said there never has the time to surface from the heart. This is the effort of this heart. Shaitan wants it. For him to get this heart, he also uses the ear. Music will be pushed in the ear. He uses the eye. All the filthy, whether you see pictures in the magazines or you see pictures in real. It's not that the woman of today forgot to wear clothing. They were told don't wear clothing. Otherwise it's ice cold in Cape Town. The whole world is putting on jackets. But you will see that girl is walking without trousers. You wonder what's wrong with her. A woman, it's natural, she's supposed to cover her body. No woman likes a man to see her body. If you see a woman walking, don't ever try it, but if ever you try it, walk behind a woman who got a trouser on. And put your hand there and try and pull a trouser. She'll turn around and what she'll do to you? Slap you in the face. She'll accuse you, what are you up to? So what you do, you say, sorry madam, sorry. I'll never do it again. Then you say, madam, can you please take out your clothing for me? She said, that I'll do happily. Wait here 1 minute, she goes in the bathroom. It's at the beach. Now she comes out with no trousers. You only pull little bit, you saw her skin, she slapped you. Shaitan made a system in the world. That I won't take your clothes out by force. I'll take your clothes out with a smile. The woman became naked. Why? Because Shaitan needed to hit this heart. Why do you think that stars, what you call Hollywood stars, they are paid millions to do the most filthy of scenes so that the whole world can see it? Who pays them that money? What do those producers make out of it? It is Shaitani money being poured in. That we will pay billions and billions just so that nudity can settle in the hearts of every person. He must look at it. The name they chose for Hollywood wasn't just a name. Holly from the word holy, H-O-double-L, you take out the one L, it becomes holy. And then wood is wood. Wood means a wand, W-A-N-D. A wand is the magician's wand, that's why holy. Holy means magical, spiritual. A magical wand, the wand of who? Shaitan, Dajjal is a wizard. Dajjal is a devil, but he's a magician. He's a wizard. He's one who does magic. Hollywood was made as the wand, the magical wand of the devil. That with this wand we will go like this, like how the fairy will go. And as we move our wand, it will send stars in the world. Whoever that star falls on, we will put him in our trance of magic. Now you lost in porn, you lost in drugs, you lost in television, you lost. But why will they pay billions in another land for your entertainment? To get this heart. Somehow to grab. And what they want to grab in the heart, whatever's in the heart. It is so important that they had to make sure this heart never gets the chance to pump. Blood it can carry on pumping, but it must never pump the name Allah. So they're putting so much, which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, remember, rust comes on the heart. Rust, this is that rust. Everything you see goes through the eye, goes through the ear, and then through the mouth. All the food. The food industry is a shaitani industry. They don't eat home food, eat junk food. Junk food is better than your mother's food. You don't know who made it, you don't know where it was made, you don't know how it was made. But because it got sauce on top, which you don't know who made the sauce, it tastes nice. Buy it, eat it, enjoy it. Through the mouth, through the eye, through the ear, attack the heart. That heart is going through so much of attack. Day is being attacked, night is being attacked, all the time being attacked. Now that heart, if it's allowed to pump, what will happen? So if you end up in school, university, and you fall in love with one girl, it should never happen. But it happens. So the boy comes home and he says, Daddy, there's one girl in my class. I'm studying to become a doctor. She's also becoming a doctor. We can open up practice together. Daddy, she's nice. So Daddy says, who's the girl? She says, so and so girl. He says, I'll ask mommy. Now mommy comes in the picture. How Cape Town is, I don't know, but in our circles we call it a Gujarati custom. Gujarati custom is one, we came from Gujarat, India. So the Muslims of India also, when they accepted Islam, they never leave their old customs also. Customs follow everyone. And it's a job to take out customs. When we were small, a spoon fell. So the one auntie said, neighbors are coming, visitors are coming. So I was asked, why is they phone? She didn't know the spoon fell. So I'm wondering now, how many times I dropped the spoon? So far, no one pitched up. But how it happened? It's a custom. And then someone heard the cat crying at night. So the person said, someone's going to pass away tomorrow. Now you wonder how they know that. The cat is crying. How that cat is delivering at the moment? The cat is giving baby, so it's painful. Cat, ah! You say, someone's going to die. Who wants that person's going to die? You're driving your car, one cat crosses the road. You say, there's going to be an accident. That cat is chasing the mouse. But the world is in a custom. Everyone got customs. Our Gujarati people got one custom. They call it a Mehman Surti custom. Mehman Surti means you from one village. So you don't ever dare getting married in the other village. So this boy comes home. He says, Mommy, I like Amina, Fatima. Mommy says, who's Fatima? Fatima, what's her surname? So you give her surname. Mommy says, never. He says, why? She says, she's Surti, you Mehman. Or you Mehman. She's Surti, whichever way. You Surti, she's Mehman. So he says, Mommy, what's Mehman? I'm South African. He says, you don't understand, you're from India. He says, actually, I'm from Jannah. I'm from India. And the last place I'm from is India. I'm from South Africa. I was born in this hospital. He says, your grandfather. So he says, so what? And her grandfather, where she's from? Because no one was born from a monkey. You must know that there. So he says, she's from the other village. You can't picture it. I'm from Cape Town and she's from Johannesburg. What difference it makes? But it's a custom. She's from that village. Your grandfather will never allow it. So he doesn't understand. He goes to daddy. He says, daddy, I want to marry Amina Fatima. Daddy says, what mommy said? Say, mommy said she's from a different village. Daddy says, I can't help you in this, my son. This is a mother's story, this. They'll hold firm. You marry that girl, your mother will never see you again. Now they're going to bring the grandfather and auntie to explain to him why you can't marry Fatima. So what they're going to do? They're going to first tell him she's from a different village. He says, I don't understand. Then his mother's going to tell him she makes roti different than I make roti. He says, no problem, I'll eat her roti. Then the father will say, she walks different. Funny. He says, daddy, I don't find anything funny with her walking. I enjoy her walking. That's why I want to marry her. I like how she looks. I like how she talks. I like how she walks. I like everything about what's wrong with her. Now, whatever they say, a time will come where the father will get upset. And he will say, my son, stop questioning me. I tell you, if you marry that girl, I'll kick you out of the house. Get lost. And you'll never inherit from me. I'll deprive you of everything. And then that night, that boy is sending a message to Fatima. That my father says, no way. And Fatima says, my father also says, no way. And then they say, what are we going to do? So they say, tomorrow morning, before Fajr, let's run away for life. The tickets are booked. He knows he's going to sacrifice his entire family. He heard so many reasons why he shouldn't marry Fatima. She knows she's going to sacrifice her mother, her father, her sisters. She's going to sacrifice everything. And the next morning, they're gone. Father is shocked, mother is shocked, families are shocked, they're phoning each other. They can't understand what happened. Now when they're sitting on the table, they say, I don't know what got to his mind. So if someone is there at that time, he says, the problem is nothing went to his mind. It was his heart fell in love with her. His heart. Because of this heart falling in love with her, he was prepared to deny his mind. He was prepared to sacrifice his life. Sacrifice his family, sacrifice wealth. He wasn't ready to listen to any logic because the heart is the king of the body. She came in his heart, he was able to do everything for her. And we all know this heart, when it loves someone, it will die for the person. And when that same heart doesn't like someone, a time comes now, Fatima was Fatima, he died for her at one time, but now they got married. Now Fatima, because it was based on haram, before the marriage, he gave Fatima an engagement ring. And then they got married, he gave her a wedding ring. And then they got married, then the suffering started. There was no ring to put it on. He was suffering. Why? Based on haram. Now, 20 years down the line, suffering. Some people will only understand it when you get married. If you start your nikah on haram, where I'm going to, let me explain one point to you. You see, you're building something, a building. The first thing the builder will tell you is foundation. Say, if your foundation is solid, I promise you your building won't come down. But if that foundation is weak, then you're going to have a problem keeping it up. 20 years, 30 years down the line, things are going to happen. So Shaitan would make so much of effort that nikah, marriage must never last. So he would never attack marriage, he would attack the foundation. What is the foundation you want to get married? You say, daddy, I really need to get married. Your father says, you're still too young. What he means by that, who knows? Because you know you want to get married. So he say, you're not working. You say, what work got to do with marriage? Marriage is a bedroom issue for me. It's a kitchen issue and bedroom. You've got nothing to do with work. Money, daddy, you give me money. I'll look after me. I'll eat less. I'll share with my wife. Nothing big about it. How much she's going to eat? Then the girl, she says, daddy, I want to get married. You say, you're too young. You go to the parties. Now this is the funny part. That uncle and that uncle get together to decide that, you know what, daughter and son want to get married. So what you say? They say, we're happy, you're a good family, you're a good family. So what? They say, in 3 years time they'll get married. That boy needs to get married tonight. They're waiting for one granny who's coming from India in 3 years time. That granny will come for the wedding. For 3 years, what's going to happen? For 3 years, because he's engaged to her. And this is the custom of an engagement. It's a shaitani custom. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was going to get married to Aisha radiallahu anha. She was young. He never said, I'll marry you after 3 years. He married her there and there. For 3 years, he continued visiting her. And after 3 years, she went to stay with him. That's an Islamic system. engagement system is now you engage to Fatima for 3 years. For 3 years you'll buy chocolates for Fatima. You'll send kisses for Fatima. You'll send messages for Fatima. Fatima knows she's engaged to you. She has to reply to you. She say, how you, nice you. And as long as you're not married, it's a lie. Like how you know in school, how nice you act. There's a girl next to you, suddenly you're sitting more straight. But at home with your sister, how you act? You all know, it's a lie. When you engage to a girl, when you got a girlfriend, what a lie. You phone her, you say nice words, sweetheart, some doll, beautiful, whatever, you send messages. What messages? Love you before, love you after, love you in between. She sends you how many stories? Now you're going out Thursday night, Friday night. Friday night you dress up smart, you put on how many perfumes? She's putting on perfumes, she's making herself dolls. How she made herself, wow, and whatever, which. Now you knock on the door, now she comes out. You smile at her mother. Normally in this world they say the mother-in-law don't talk, but that day she's not your mother-in-law, so you smile at her. Mommy, how you? I brought a chocolate for you. She says, what a good boy. You brought a chocolate for me, you love on my daughter, but for me you thought of me. She says, mommy, what a nice woman you are. You say, mommy, your food tastes nice. Oh, he can't tell his own mother her food tastes nice. Telling this girl's mother. Now he takes her out. All lies. And he opens the front door for her, the car door. He says, life, he'll never open the door for her. She's locked in, his child locked. He tells her, open the window and put your hand on the other side. I'm going to open your door for you. This is your own thing. But it's a lie. He opens the door. She's sitting now. He goes. Where they go? They go wumpy. They pitch up at wumpy. Now he says, order what you want. So she doesn't know what to order. She says, what you want? You say, whatever you want. I eat what you want. It's all lies. You get married, you see, your wife will one day make something. You say, must make like my mother. I don't want to eat your stuff. I don't eat like this. But that day, whatever you order, I don't order. You order. She says, no, you order. Finally, in the end, he got on burger, one lovely burger and Coke. Coke has to go with burger. Coke is a shaitani drink. Think about it. You might laugh about it. Think about it lots. That what is in that Coke? It's not a masala of halal and haram, Sanha and MJC. It's a masala of look at Coke. And think, what is it in Coke that has made me desirous of it so much that when I'm not with it, I can't do without it. The world can produce other types of cold drinks. In this world, in the system, what goes up must come down. But Coke went up, never came down. The whole world will die for Coke. Cream soda could try, Fanta could try, Pepsi could try. All the other Muslim companies tried their own. They all stayed low. Coke is on top. What is in that Coke that made the world go wild? Auntie, old granny drinking Coke. Small child drinking Coke. They all like it. They don't know why. Who knows what's in this thing? So they bought their Coke. And the Coke comes with that cap. It's so hard to open also. So now the burger is there, she's trying, but she's inexperienced, she's never gone out on a date and she's so like edgy. So she's trying to open the Coke, pulling, she pulls too hard. She pulls too hard, the whole Coke gas comes in your nice gelled hair. You gel the hair. The fountain now, you got Coke running. Went in your jersey, went in your vest, it's all over. What will happen? She starts shivering, isn't it? She says, I'm so sorry. You'll jump up. You say, are you hurt? Don't worry, it's not your fault. Hey, nothing wrong. She goes home, she says, mommy, this boy is an angel. 1 liter of Coke went down his body. He said, not a word to me. What? It's a lie, isn't it? 3 years down the line, she's going to meet her Coke man. 1 liter Coke, forget it. 1 little salt in the food extra. And he's going to say, you call this food? She'll wonder who she knew and who she met. Why? It's a lie. It started as a lie. You started living in the world of Mrs. Perfect. She smells nice all the time. When you got married, you realized she never smelled nice all the time. It was perfume. Now you wake up, tell her, what's that smell? She says, it's me. Now what you going to do? A lie. You grew up in a lie. Now she shouts to you, you get shocked. You say, I never knew you knew such words. She said, I never knew you knew such words. You swearing her, she's swearing you. Why? Because you went looking for a brand new car. And the manufacturer told you not a single fault in this car. 100% perfect. Your foundation was a lie. So what happened after you got married? From the beginning, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, remember, a woman, they're not so straight. They created little crooked. Their mind has a little short circuit. And it's not a fault on the woman. If the woman was full circuit, she'll never stay with a man. If the woman was full circuit, you think she'll survive with us? She'll tell you, get lost, you, I'll go do my own job. Because there's a slight mistake in her circuit. And sometimes the circuit is heavy. One man, his wife, whatever he told her, she did the opposite. Anything. So a time came, he told her, it's raining heavy. Please don't go visit your mother. He came back home, she wasn't there. He said, I shouldn't even have told her. When I tell her don't do, she makes sure she does. So he went out looking for his wife. Heavy rains. Can't find her. He told the village people, come together. They said, the river, the bridge over the river broke. So if she was at the waters, then maybe she drowned. Everyone, ha. So they all started running downstream. Because now the waters are going to go down. Maybe the body is lying at the bottom. He started running upstream. They tell him, you're going to look for your wife. He said, you don't know my wife. Everything in the world upside down. She's supposed to go down, she'll go up. But we were told from the beginning that the woman got a slight short circuit. So when you went in the marriage, you expected it. You thought there's a major problem. You were making dua. Oh Allah, let there be love in the marriage. You never knew the girl. That night Allah Pak put so much of love. Quran Allah Tabarakala says, from the miracles of your Creator is that He has promised to put unique love between two parties who don't know each other. You don't know her, she doesn't know you. You spend one night together. The next morning she's ironing your kurta. She's making your breakfast. 3 days later there's a car accident. First thing she asked, was my husband hurt? She never asked about her father. She never asked of her brother. She never asked of no one. She asked my husband. She only spent 3 days. Whole life she was with her brother. Whole life with her sister. Because Allah Tawarukkala said, I will put love between the two. America. But you go look for it in haram, you'll find nothing. You'll find, I'm looking for Mrs. Perfect. I got Mrs. Perfect. 3 years down the line, everything starts. You're not like how you were. She was never like that. It was a lie. But when you started on purity, Allah Tawarukkala says, at the beginning I will put love. Such love, she'll die for you. You'll die for her. And He says, from the miracles of Allah, where I'll put love at the beginning, I'll put mercy at the ending. Allah. Why mercy at the ending? You're not going to always be young. And she's not going to always be young. Today you're standing tall, tomorrow you'll be bending little. Today, like how we mentioned, our Sheikh says, she's like a Coca-Cola bottle. Her figure. They call it a figure like a trigger. But what it is Coca-Cola? And it goes like this, and then it's slight leg, that's all. She's thin. So the head is there, and then you've got a slight body, legs. But after 3-4 children, then she becomes like an oil drum. She's not the same. At that time, and you also become like an oil drum. The time comes when you're old. Now sounds are coming out. Now when you spit, it's not that lovely saliva once upon a time you enjoyed. Now other things are coming out. Now that girl who stay with you, or you to stay with the girl. My Honorable Sheikh says, when you got married, at that time you were rubbing on her some creams. And when you get old, you will be rubbing Zambak on her. Mercy, it is. There it was cushion, there it's mercy. But who put it? Allah will put it. Come from Allah. But if you enter in the system without Allah, then Shaitan will break your entire building. Because your foundation was weak. So this is what we were speaking about, the effort for this heart. See, when that boy says, Daddy, I'm in love with her. He says, my heart. She got my heart. That's why he sacrificed everything for her. This effort here is that somehow if this heart can connect with Allah, if this heart can fall in love with your Creator, it will defy logic. It will defy the system of the world. It will deny every desire. That heart of a Sahabi who fell in love with Allah, that Sahabi would be told by his mother, I will never talk to you again. He had so much of love for his mother said, I'll never eat again. He said, Mommy, you can die also, but I will never give up my Allah. When that love hit that heart, a father was ready to see his son slaughtered in front of him. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu's son said, Daddy, I saw you in the battle. I was non-Muslim, you were Muslim. I was on the verge of knocking you with the sword. But I thought, my father, let him go. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said, my son, you lucky I never saw you on the battle. Had I seen you, I would have taken you down. It was such love, but what was it when this heart was knocked with the love of Allah?
Yes.
And now you must look for that connection. Search in the world, that talk goes. It comes in the form of dreams, a knock from Allah. It comes in the form of thoughts. It comes in the form of sometimes you're sitting and you just think. Sometimes you hear something. Sometimes on the radio you heard. But when this heart starts responding, when this heart starts pumping, Allah, 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 you will change the setting of the whole world. You will be different. People might tell you, you're mad in love. You will say, I'm in the love of my Allah. And that is what this effort is for. To become the man of Allah is not a baby thing, and it's not a joke, and it's neither a thing to feel shy of. When a boy says, I'm in love, all his friends say, wow. But that boy who can fall in love with the creator of all the pleasures of the world, you got it all made. You will still be unique. But when your heart gets connection, you will be different in the world. And everyone wants to walk different, wants to talk different. I will end on one example. Our Honorable Sheikh says that our problem is our heart doesn't talk. So we forgot our heart, so we fell in love with the outside. He says one man went out hunting. So he shot this lion. And he found the cub. That lion cub, he took it home, he felt pity for it. He killed the mother, but he brought the cub home. When he brought the cub home, he never knew what to do with the cub. So he was a farmer, he put the cub with the goats and sheep. And now as the goats and sheep were making bleh bleh, the cub started making bleh bleh. As the goats and sheep grew up, the cub grew up. As they started hopping, he started hopping. Now the time came where he, the lion, started thinking, I'm goat. And whatever name the goats got, his name was Meh Meh, his name was Weh Weh. So he got also his name something. He wasn't Leo anymore. No problem. But now came the time when he became Bali. When you become Bali, you start worrying of your looks. The goat was white. And Bichara, he was brown. So he was feeling bad about it. He would go to the chemist, say, can you give me whitening cream? Because I want to look tan. Now he's in the sun. Tan is not coming. Because he's a lion, you got your own color. But what happened? He thought, I must be white. Like how in South Africa. You see people whose color is dark. There's nothing wrong with having a dark color. Maybe Adam alayhi salam, when he came in the world, he was more towards darkish than light. But because we grew up in the system of the white woman, we all understand that white meat is like tasty meat. Any other meat is not so enjoyable. Because Shaitani lied. European flesh doesn't mean clean flesh. Remember that. She doesn't make a stinger. There's not always cleanliness in their skin. So what happens? That lion now grew up. He was feeling shy of his skin. Now when the lion wanted to talk, the goat made bleh bleh, the sheep made bleat bleat. But Mr. Lion, he never know how to make bleh bleh. He never know how to make sheep sheep. Because he had a roar. So he's trying, like how we try in school, to imitate our friends. When that guy says, hey Joe, how are you, everything. We know assalamu alaikum, but we try to make salam like him. So they'll put the hands together this way, that way, that way, every way, all the ways. But there's no salam. Now you try it. As you try, you slap yourself in the face. After so many moves, you're hitting behind the back, you're hitting on this side, you're hitting one under. Doesn't make sense, but you're doing it. Why? Because you want to be a sheep. Now one day that lion is in the wood. As the lion's in the wood, he meets lioness. Whole life he was feeling shy of his looks. He was shy of his talk. He was shy of his hop. He wasn't hopping, landing on his face. Lioness says, wow, you're handsome. He feels shy. He says, me handsome. Whole life my friends told me you are ugly duckling. Way handsome. He says, you are smart. Wow, look at you. He says, me, you're lying, man. Come on. He starts walking with him. He starts feeling great. Now as they walk, he says, what's your name? He says, sheep. It doesn't make sense. And you're laughing. But when I ask you, what's your name? Instead of Muhammad, you say, my name is Mo. I say, what's your name? Instead of Yusuf, you say, my name is Joe. Why? Because you're shy of your own name. So you chose somebody else's name. So he said, I'm sheep. See, how can you be sheep? You lion, Leo. He says, me? No way. He said, come and show you in the mirror. And that's what this program is for. To teach us who we are. Then let your heart talk again. Tell you, you Muhammad from inside. When she shows him in the waters, he says, you are lion. You're not sheep. So then she roars at him. She roars in affection. So he has to reply also in affection. But instead of roar, he says, yeah. She says, what is that? She says, that's my talk, my language, like our language. She says, you're raw. He says, I don't know how to raw. She says, try. And when he says a raw, we all got mashallah, but it's all here.
We got inshallah, it's here, but we need to take it out. Our talk is different, our walk is different, we are lions. But because we were put in the environment of school, which was in the environment of sheep and goats, we started dressing like them, walking like them, talking like them. A time came now, you're feeling shy of yourself, don't ever do it. You are a lion and learn to let this heart roar with Allah. When it will start roaring, you will make a revolution in the world. Allah grant us all of
this.
What you are? You are sleeping lion.